service. Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 2007. Ah, that sound of Skywave. Don't you just love it? This is issue number 264, and I'm Fred Vobey, the publisher of DX Audio Service. My address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Hey, let's get her done. Here's Mr. Bill Hale.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome everyone to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for March 2007. First of all, call letter changes on 910 WFVR, Valdosta, Georgia, is changing to WRFV. The station has a construction permit to move to Wellborn, Florida, with U4, 35,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night. That's two different patterns. 1230 WITH, Baltimore, Maryland, they've changed to WRBS. Also on 1230 WCNM in Lewiston, Maine, their new call letters are WEZR. On 1250, KNWH, 29 Palms, California, changed to KDGR, but 15 days later, they switched back to KNWH. 1260, WAMS, Newark, Delaware, their new call WNWK. 1270, KNWT, Thousand Palms, California, not to be confused with 29 Palms, their new call KFUT. On 1330, WFNN Erie, Pennsylvania has made the switch to WFGO, and also on 1330 KNEU, Enumclaw, Washington, their new call is KGRG. 1340, a new station in Cedartown, Georgia, is now WGAA. They're not actually a new station, but their license was revoked, but now the FCC has relicensed them. 1370, a real new station in Charleston, Rhode Island, their call WKFD. 1390 KSLM Salem, Oregon has taken up the call of KKSN. And another new station, this one on 1400 in Tonopah, Nevada, they've chosen KTNP for their call. And finally, in the call letter change category this month on 1400 KEWL Texarkana, Texas, they're KKTK and they're simulcasting KEWL FM 95.1. Our next category, construction permits on the air, and there are a lot of them to pass along this month. 580 WLES, Bonaire, Virginia. The construction permit to move here from Lawrenceville, Virginia is now on. Their facilities are non-directional day and night, 201 watts during the day, 27 watts at night. On 740 KKAG, Fargo, North Dakota, this new station not on the air yet has a CP for U7, 50,000 watts during the day, 940 watts at night, and 7,500 watts critical hours. They've conducted their initial tests and determined that none of the three patterns were within the FCC's standard pattern limits. They've requested an amendment using augmentation in order to suppress radiation towards several adjacent and co-channel stations. These applications are usually granted, so KKAG may be commencing their regular schedule pretty soon. 800 KBRV, Soda Springs, Idaho, their construction permit for 50,000 watts during the day, 29 watts at night, is on the air moving from 790. 860 KTRB, San Francisco, California, program test authority for their new U4, which means different patterns day and night, 50,000 watts all hours, operation was granted on December 21st, 2006, and online reports indicate tests have begun. They are utilizing two transmitter sites, three towers for the day, four at night, and regular programming is imminent. The construction permit is day and night operation from two transmitter sites, but they do have an application to consolidate those sites into one. 870 KRLA Glendale, California, their CP for U4, 50,000 daytime watts, 3,000 watts at night is on the air. They have a pending application for U4, 20,000 watts during the day and 37,000 at night. 950 WPEN, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the CP for U4, 25,000 watts during the day, 21,000 watts at night is on. They increase the daytime power with this action. WPEN operates from two transmitter sites, sharing the night site with WWDB 860. 1080 WHOO, Kissimmee, Florida, their CP for U7 with 19,000 watts during the day, 190 watts at night, and 10,000 watts during critical hours is on the air. They added one tower to their array of three. Also on 1080 KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota, their CP to add nighttime service is on the air. They have a kilowatt in the daytime, 11 watts at night, all non-directional. 1100 WISS Berlin, Wisconsin. Their CP for 1,000 watts during the day and nothing at night is on the air. They moved from 1090. 1240 KWIK Pocatello, Idaho. Their CP for 960 watts non-directional day and night is now on. 1270 KRVT Claremore, Oklahoma. Their CP to increase night power to become U2, meaning directional nights only, with 1,000 watts day and night is on the air. KRVT built 4 new towers at a second site for the night operation. The main lobe of that pattern is directed southwest toward Tulsa. 1300 KACI, the Dalles, Oregon. A CP adding night operation as U1, 1,000 watts during the day, 13 watts at night is licensed and on the air. This kind of caught us by surprise, as up until now the FCC showed this night operation only as planned. No application is even present in the files. 1310 WYND DeLand, Florida, the CP for a power increase to U1, 10,400 watts during the day and 115 watts at night is on the air, using a 6-wire unipole antenna system. The upper 100 feet of their tower had become structurally unsound and was removed. These new power levels allow WYND to essentially cover the same area as they did with their old power levels and a taller antenna. 1320 KAWC Yuma, Arizona, the CP to move to a new taller 186-foot tower and reduce their power as U1 730 daytime watts, 106 watts at night is now on the air. 1360 KAHS El Dorado, Kansas, their construction permit for U4, 1,000 daytime watts, 240 watts at night is now on. They added one 170-foot tower to their two in order to increase their nighttime signal. Both patterns, although different sizes and shapes, head to the southwest. 1380 CKPC in Brantford, Ontario. Their CP for U4, 25,000 watts day and night, is now on. 1450 CHOU Montreal, Quebec, is now on, with, we assume, 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. 1490 WWPR Bradenton, Florida. CP for 800 watts day and night non-directional is now on from a new tower site, which is one tower of the former site of WBRD 1420. 1490 WSGB Sutton, West Virginia. Their CP to increase the height of their tower and decrease the power levels to U1 900-900 is now on the air. And 1560 KILE Bel Air, Texas, the construction permit for D3, meaning a daytimer using a directional pattern with 50,000 watts daytime from a new 6-tower site, is now on. Their CP for nighttime operation is still in the building stages. The pattern shoots over 497,000 watts ERP at 015 degrees from the Houston area in a fairly slender lobe. One station which is reportedly very tentative to be on the air, 1650 CJRS in Montreal. This will be on the air, if not by the time you hear this, with 1,000 watts day and night. The station, in its press release, claims to be North America's first all-Jewish radio station, but will also consider some limited programming from various ethnic and/or religious organizations who are presently not served by other Montreal-area radio stations, so there's another expander to try to log. Grants for new stations, and we have 6 to report this month. On 750, a new station has been granted in Duluth, Minnesota. U7, that's 3 patterns, 7,000 watts during the day, 500 watts at night, and 5,000 watts critical hours from 3 towers using 2 day and CH and 3 during the nighttime hours. 770, a new station in Saraland, Alabama. They've been granted 38,000 watts during the day, 800 watts at night, U4, that's 2 patterns, using 3 towers during the day and 4 at night. 2 daytime lobes head 001 and 163 degrees, while the night pattern is headed 178 degrees. Saraland is located just north of Mobile, Alabama. 1130, a new station in Mount Angel, Oregon. They've been granted 25,000 watts during the day, 490 watts at night, 2 patterns from 3 towers using all 3 day and night. The day pattern is a basic round lobe headed 045 degrees, while the night pattern is identical in shape, only smaller, heading 225, which is the opposite of the daytime. Mount Angel is about 13 miles northeast of Salem, Oregon. 1450, Lake City, Florida. They've been granted 1,000 watts day and night non-directional from a new tower using a folded unipole feed system utilizing 6 drop wires. 1450, Lovelock, Nevada. They've been granted a kilowatt day and night, of course non-directional. And 1590, a new station in Op, Alabama, has been granted a CP for 500 watts during the day, 190 watts at night, two patterns from four towers using all four day and night. Both patterns are directed southwest into the Gulf of Mexico. Some actions which have taken place over the past month: CKPR 580, Thunder Bay, Ontario. A CP has been granted by the CRTC to move to 91.5 MHz with 100 kilowatts. CKPR was the first radio station in northwestern Ontario, having moved there from the original location of Midland, Ontario, in the early 1930s. 610 WVTJ, Pensacola, Florida. A CP has been granted to increase their nighttime power to become U1, 500 daytime watts, 157 watts at night, as they relocate to their transmitter site and diplex into the tower of WPNN 790. 660 KGDP has made the move from Orcutt, California to Oildale. There are now new facilities, are U4, 8,000 watts during the day, 6,000 watts at night, using two patterns. 870 WGHC, Mount Holly, North Carolina. A CP has been granted to move here from Clayton, Georgia on 1370 with 3,000 watts daytime only, non-directional. They still have a pending application for D1 6,000 watts from Mount Holly at a different tower site. This is the first time we've noted the 3,000 watt power level in the FCC records, as it's always read 6,000. But going over some old applications, we found one from 2005 requesting the D1 3,000 watt daytime power, which never appeared in the database. These next two items are related. WPTT 910, Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania. A CP has been granted to move here from 1360 at McKeesport, PA, with D3 7,000 watts, that's directional daytimer, from six new towers. Their primary pattern is directed north-northeast. With that, we want to skip ahead to 1360 as the plot thickens. On 1360, WAVL Apollo, Pennsylvania, has been granted a CP to move to 1360 from 910 with U4, 6,700 watts during the day and 700 watts at night from five new 180-foot towers using five during the day, four at night. The daytime pattern heads west while the nighttime pattern is directed north. Apollo and Mount Lebanon are in the Pittsburgh area, and we follow that up with another change after a mutual agreement. Finds at 970 WAMD, Aberdeen, Maryland, they've been granted a CP to decrease their day power. They'll become U4, 300 watts during the day, 500 watts at night. The reduction in power eliminates the overlap which would have been created with the upcoming action. 970 WWDJ, Hackensack, New Jersey, their CP has been granted to increase the daytime power to become U4, 50,000 watts during the day and 5,000 watts at night. So that agreement between those two stations made that power increase for WWDJ possible. Also on 970 CFXE in Edson, Alberta, a CP has been granted by the CRTC to move this station to 94.3 MHz with 11 kilowatts. 1180 WFYL, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, in a previous report we reported this station's status as still being licensed to McConnellsburg, although they were on the air from King of Prussia. The FCC has now just changed the listing to reflect KOP as the one and only location for this station. 1430 WBLR, Batesburg, South Carolina, a CP has been granted to move to a taller tower, thus reducing their power levels to become 4,500 watts during the day, 140 watts at night, all non-directional. 1450 CHUC, Cobourg, Ontario. In May of 2005, the CRTC approved the application of Pine Ridge Broadcasting to build a new FM station on 107.9 MHz with 1,030 watts to replace CHUC on 1450. The new station took to the air in August of 2006, and under the terms of the license, CHUC 1450 was to go off 3 months later. However, Pine Ridge reported that the FM station has generated intermodulation products that fall within the NAV-COM band, and all despite the fact that the licensee has taken several measures to correct the problem, the situation still exists. They applied to remain on the AM band past their required sign-off date in November of 2006, and now have been granted an extension to simulcast the two stations until November 11, 2007. 1460 WNPL, Golden Gate, Florida. CP has been granted for U4, 7,000 watts during the day, 2,000 watts at night from four towers using all four day and night. They had a CP for U4-850-340, but later requested and were granted this upgrade. 1500 WICY, Malone, New York. A CP has been granted to move here from 1490 with 50,000 watts during the day, 43,000 watts during critical hours, nothing at night, and they're using two patterns. They have three new towers using all three all modes. Both patterns are to the northeast. 1550 WIGN, Bristol, Tennessee. A CP has been granted to increase their daytime power to become U1, 35,000 watts during the day, 6 watts at night. We note that the application clearly states 31,000 watts, but all of the FCC references as well as the grant say 35,000. 1590 WCSL, Cherryville, North Carolina. A CP has been granted for a power increase to become 10,000 watts during the day, 30 watts at night, all non-directional. Well, here are some odds and ends as we finish up this March column. Reported as silent, then back on, WALE 990, Greenville, Rhode Island. Also off and on, Dave Schmidt reports WVZN 1580, Columbia, Pennsylvania, and we quote Dave, "This is a strange one. I've noted them on, some days very clear, other days very distorted audio, some days not at all. They're running a Spanish religious format, I guess with a very limited budget, if any. It's a daytime regular at his location 15 miles away, but it may be a case of, hey, maybe we'll turn it on today." Stations reported back on the air, KETX 1440, Livingston, Texas. They're simulcasting 92.3 FM with True Country. Silent, WASG 550, Atmore, Alabama, and KYET 1180, Williams, Arizona. Now the ever-popular fines category. The FCC has levied the following fines, and we'll go by the amounts here from higher to lower. We start out with an $18,000 fine on WLAA 1680 Winter Garden, Florida, for what the FCC calls willful and repeated violations concerning their emergency alert system equipment and or failure to make their public file available. $14,000 on WEGA 1350, Vega Baja, Puerto Rico, for willful and repeated violations concerning their failure to enclose an antenna tower with an effective locked fence and its failure to make available a complete public inspection file. $13,600 on KASO 1240, Minden, Louisiana, for failure to maintain an effective locked fence enclosing its tower and a failure to maintain their public inspection file. $7,000 on WPFD 850, Fairview, Tennessee, WBZQ 1300, Huntington, Indiana, and WKWH 1520, Shelbyville, Indiana, all for failure to file for license renewals on time and for unauthorized operation. 1340 WGAA Cedartown, Georgia has been fined $7,000 for failing to file for renewal in a timely manner and unauthorized operation of the station after the license had expired. But note, their license has been renewed and they continue to operate. $3,500 fines have been levied on WIRJ 740 Humboldt, Tennessee for failure to file for license renewal and unauthorized operation. And WSQL 1240, Brevard, North Carolina. They've been fined $2,100 for failing to file for renewal in a timely manner and unauthorized operation of the station after the license had expired. $1,500 fines on the following stations for failure to file for license renewal in a timely manner. KXOI 810, Crane, Texas. WBKZ 880, Jefferson, Georgia. KZPA 900, Fort Yukon, Alaska. WKWL 1230, Floralla, Alabama. WLVV 1410, Mobile, Alabama. WHIE 1320, Griffin, Georgia. WCHM 1490, Clarksville, Georgia. KYNR 1490, Toppenish, Washington. KMXO 1500, Merkle, Texas. And KNBO 1530 in New Boston, Texas. Well, last month we reported on the attempts by Clear Channel Communications to rebuild the tower of KFI 640 Los Angeles, and it seems the La Mirada City Council has approved the project, and now Clear Channel has applied to the FCC for a construction permit to build a new 675-foot tower to replace the original one and return to their lofty 50,000-watt daytime, nighttime, non-directional power levels. The tower, which would be 75 feet shorter than the original, would be top-loaded to maintain the existing licensed radiation efficiency. Well, my thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Bill Dvorak, Barry Crable, Mark DiLorenzo, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, and Dave Schmidt for items used this month. And the clock on the bunkhouse wall says it's time for another riveting installment of What's Your Call Sign This Year, or better known as the Travelogue. Take it away, John Bowker.
Well, thanks very much, Bill. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Travelogue. As we continue our way across the United States with our radio dials frozen at 980 kilohertz. Let's see, we've come all the way from New England down to the Carolinas, and we're going to start in South Carolina today. We have a couple of stations there to bring you, and then we'll continue on through Georgia and Florida and back up around the horn to Alabama. We'll see how far we get. Say, before I go too much further, I'd like to express my appreciation for the time just about everyone in the DX Audio Service took in filling out the survey forms that Fred sent you here a month or two ago. It's of great value. Thanks so much. Well, we're going to be starting in South Carolina today. Now, you have to understand, the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, is right on the South Carolina border, okay? In fact, when Linda and I were first in South Carolina, we came down through Charlotte in our motorhome looking for a place to park so I could record all the Charlotte and nearby stations. And we pulled into the very first parking lot after the main intersection in downtown Charlotte, and it said, "Welcome to South Carolina." I thought, what? I've been cheated. Anyway, our first stop today is going to be in one of those little communities, part of the metro area of Charlotte. It's called York, South Carolina. And as you listen to this, ask yourself how many other stations in your experience do what this station does.
This is WBZK AM 980 York Rock Hill, concluding our broadcast day. WBZK is owned by the York Clover Broadcasting Company, with studios in York and transmitter near Rock Hill, South Carolina. Part of our programming is relayed by microwave relay WME844. This is WBZK FM 99.3, Chester Rock Hill, concluding our broadcast day. WBZK FM 99.3 is owned by Chester County Broadcasting Corporation, with studios and transmitter in Lowry's, with additional studios at remote control point at York. Part of our programming is relayed by microwave WAU-22. Until 5 tomorrow morning, we bid you good evening.
Yes, very interesting. How many stations have the AM and FM sign off at the same time? Usually the FM runs all night, doesn't it, with perhaps computer control, but what the heck. Oh, dear. That AM station, by the way, came on the air in 1956, which sounds very, very ancient to a lot of our listeners, I know. But it sure hurts when I tell you that the first station I built and put on the air was in May of 1949. So, anyway, I'm going to bring you more up to date now. Here's a station that first signed on in 1963.
7329, and give them a call Monday, because I don't believe anybody's around today.
WACS 980 in Somerville.
It's high noon. Here we go. More music on WACS, America's hometown country.
Ah, yes, Somerville in South Carolina. We go right by there on I-95, just about 10, 12 miles away from Somerville. Well, that takes us out of South Carolina down into Georgia, except very much what I said about our first station today. There's a station in Rossville, Georgia, which really is in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I don't care what they say. In fact, the street they're on is Old Chattanooga Street or something like that. So we're going to go right to the very northern tip of Georgia for this next one at 980 on our dial.
Another questions for you here when you come back, and
sure.
We'll talk about those when we return.
You're listening to the award-winning Let's Talk Radio Show on WCVT, Rossville, Chattanooga, the community voice of Tennessee, the voice 980.
Community Voice 980, WCVT, Rossville, Chattanooga.
Just for you, Gene Roberts, we haven't forgotten about you. For all the people down at City Hall, all around the city, this is the City Hall anthem. This goes out especially to Gene Roberts.
Now, Dale Hamm recorded that in 1995, and Linda and I were back up that way in 1999.
106.105 is WLMX FM and AM, Rossville, Chattanooga. Paul Harvey News and Comment, an exclusive presentation of Lightmix 105.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Uh-huh, dear. I should tell you that I labeled that tape, Distortion is Theirs, not mine. So they had some stray RF floating through the studio, it sounds like to me. But then Linda and I, this is dreadful, Linda and I were back up that way in 2002, and I thought I would tune in to see if they got the distortion cleared up. And here's what we recorded.
New Rejoice 980.
Well, there's clearly still something in the background at WUUS in Rossville, Georgia. Oh, and I should tell you that going back in the history of that station, it's had several other call letters, WFYI and a few others. And all this time, it's 500 watts daytime and 100 watts and change at night. But that lets us move on now to a full 1,000-watt station up in northeast Georgia. And it's not near any big cities. It's in the small town of Hartwell, Georgia. And what's it known for? Oh, it's known for Candace Little. The year we were there, 1997, Candace was named Miss Georgia.
We'll look forward to sharing with you again tomorrow on the program. Till then, may the Lord bless you and keep you is our prayer.
It's 2 o'clock, WKLY Hartwell.
...by a NATO rescue mission. A narrow escape, though. The Marine chopper carrying O'Grady was clipped by rebel-served gunfire, and at least one missile was fired, but missed.
What is it they say, better late than never? You know, I once worked for a boss at a Trenton, New Jersey station, and he said, better never than late. In other words, if you have to go into the news late, don't do it. Nobody's going to miss it, but they are going to notice some sloppy timing, so don't do that. Well, I'm not sure I agree with him completely. Oh, dear. Let's move on now. Down the right in the middle of the state of Georgia is the sizable community of Perry, Georgia.
On the station for classic cars. We are your station for 50s rock and roll.
Hey, little girl in the high school sweater.
Well, I stepped out the tub and put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door.
Tell a friend, the 50s are on radio again. Cool Gold, WPGA, oldies rock and roll from Perry.
We don't have to agree on everything, but I think that's pretty bad radio, if you really want to know. But I guess the people of Perry, Georgia agreed with me, more or less, because when Linda and I went back there in 2004, this is what we picked up on that station.
Got a song you like to hear on Radio Disney? Call 1-888-EARS-018. The music's back on the station with your music your way. Radio Disney.
AM 980 WPGA Perry.
It's on Crabtree!
It's here!
And of course, you want me to say that's a lot better, right? Well, in some ways, I do think it's a lot better. I'll tell you what's the nicest part of that, though. It gets us out of the state of Georgia, across the state line, into Florida. Hooray! Now, we're going to go all the way down to the southeast coast, north of Miami, north of Fort Lauderdale, to the community of Pompano Beach. And this is what we recorded there in 1985.
You're listening to 98 Gold, WBSS, Pompano Beach, Fort Lauderdale.
Two lawyers in the Ed Meese case changed their mind. UPI News, I'm Ron Amadon.
And that brings us to 1990.
WWNN Pompano Beach, partly sunny, breezy, and mild, a high near 75. Complete WNN radar weather is straight ahead. It's 11 o'clock.
Vice President Quayle is in Honduras for the inauguration of that country's new president. With WNN News, I'm Lisa Bristol.
And then that brings us to 2004. Linda and I decided we had not been down in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area at all for about 20 years. So we drove down with our recorders running, and we found things very different around Fort Lauderdale. For instance, on the newsstands out front, they had the New York Times and two French newspapers. And this is what we heard now at Pompano Beach.
Pour capable servir communauté haïtienne qui du côté de l'EPA, qu'il est 3 heures.
WHSR Pompano Beach. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Bienvenue sur Radio Haïti Amérique Internationale, sur le 981 Floride.
So things do change as you travel around the state. We're going to move now right up to the middle of the peninsula part, where one of the best-known football powers in the United States exists.
Goodbye, girl, 'cause now you're all my blood. WLUS Gainesville, 980, part of the Cozy Radio Group, committed to the good life.
CNN Radio News, I'm Harry Beadle. The FBI is draining a pond in Frederick, Maryland, looking for evidence in those anthrax attacks from a couple of years ago.
Well, yes, that's Gainesville, Florida, and that's where the University of Florida Gators hang out. I'm sure you knew that. We're going to move up now closer to the state of Georgia once again. Right along the beginning of the panhandle, not far from our state capital, is the city of Marianna, Florida.
This season, ask for Riverside Terranil. It's the one to start with. The one to stick with.
WTOT, Marianna AM 980, smooth.
Well, now this last station in Florida's got kind of an interesting history. It signed on originally in about 1958 in the city of Pensacola. Now that's right out at the very tip of Florida's panhandle, they call it. Right out toward the little part of Alabama that comes down to the Gulf of Mexico. And they were at 1230 on the dial, and they were sold to an interest that wanted to move it to a little community just outside of town for some local event coverage. And that little town is Gulf Breeze. That station now is 5,000 watts at 980 on the dial, so that move was very beneficial. Here's how they sound today.
This is WRNE, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola.
Can somebody tell me where in the world this day has gone? Already, we're in the final hour of the Sweetwater Mitchell R&B Blues Review. Saturday edition kind of rolling down the track less than 2 weeks away from Turkey Day.
And yes, I know you didn't think we could do it, but we did get all the stations in Florida that operate at 980 on the dial in today's tape. So there you go. Everybody have an awfully good month. I'll clear out of here so we can welcome the one guy we all like to listen to, Mark Durenberger. Mark, it's all yours.
Thank you, John, and greetings, DXers from the upper Midwest, where spring is springing and the baseball season is about to get underway. But, alas, this time of year also means the end of another DX season, at least for some of us. Of course, our interest in DXing is from the receiver end of things, isn't it? But there have always been broadcasters who find the DX season useful from their end as well. You may recall in last year's April column, we brought you a highly edited sampling of a program called Honest to Goodness from WCCO Minneapolis. The show title came from the station's put-down of the TV quiz show scandals that had rocked the industry. Every so often, WCCO would broadcast a different version called a clear channel Honest to Goodness, and they did this on selected cold winter nights to demonstrate the ability of clear channel stations to reach across the country and touch folks one-on-one. And that show is what we broadcast last April. Well, that column drew a lot of comment from you, and several folks asked us to do it again, so we will. Here's another of those special broadcasts from WCCO's vault. This one's a bit more interesting because the station is hard at work on air pushing the advantages of clear channel reception. While behind the scenes, the lawyers and lobbyists from WCCO and a dozen other stations were busy in Congress and at the FCC, trying to stop the breakup of the remaining 1A channels. By itself, this show isn't too terribly interesting, but it's fun to turn back the clock to see how we communicated with each other across vast distances in the era before the satellite motor mouths made this sort of one-on-one, two-way neighborly touch a thing of the past. So, at your request, another installment of Clear Channel Honest to Goodness. And as usual, since we will be highly editing this show for time purposes, we'll stick in a little musical zinger so you'll know when we're going between calls. WCCO's Honest to Goodness, from December 5th, 1963. It's 9 o'clock.
This is the station that serves the nation all night. Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830 WCCO.
Can you answer some of these questions?
What's the nickname of the athletic teams at the University of Minnesota?
Which of our 50 states has the motto, the North Star?
Slugging outfielder Harmon Killebrew plays for which American League team?
Now, if you know the answer to some of those questions,
you can be a winner on our special Clear Channel, Honest to Goodness.
Well, hi there and welcome. This is Honest to Goodness, the program that's trying to make millionaires out of people throughout the world. I'm Handy Randy Merriman here at the WCCO Cash Bag, and that happy, chuckling, good-natured man over there beyond that microphone is the pride of Missouri, Dick Chapman. So, Dick, let's place that first call, huh?
All right, here it goes.
Tonight we're calling it the Clear Channel Honest to Goodness program because so many of our dear friends have sent cards and letters from all over the United States.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Like to speak to Mr. John Makowski in Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
This is he speaking.
Gee, it's
just
good to hear from
clear,
you.
Just clear, isn't that nice?
Yes, and you know what they've done with direct distance dialing now? You don't have to do anything but just dial and straight through you go. Well, John, how are you tonight?
Very good, and how are you?
Just fine.
Coming in very good tonight.
Thank you.
Ah, that's what we want to hear. Let me introduce you to Randy Merriman.
I feel like I already know you, John. Nice to talk to you.
Very nice to talk to you, Randy.
You know, we've rigged up some special questions tonight. We call this the quiz show that's rigged for you to win. John, our question tonight, which of our 50 states has the motto, the North Star State?
Oh, gee, you said the...
The North Star. Now, you know, Texas is the Lone Star.
Yes,
Texas
that's right.
That's about as far down as you can get there before you go into Mexico.
I'd guess North Dakota.
John, I'm terribly sorry. You missed it by one state. If you'd gone east a little, you would have found it. It's us, right here in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Sure, Minnesota is the North Star. And I'm awfully sorry, John, but I tell you what we're going to do. We'll make a down payment on $8.30 by sending you a consolation check from WCCO for $2.
Okay, thank you very much, Randy.
Yes.
Yeah, you see, now we were talking about everybody around here knows that Minnesota's the North Star State. But you get outside and quite a distance away, and some of these questions are tough, right?
All right, here we go on our next Clear Channel call from WCCO. While Dick is placing that call, I would just like to tell you some of the things that I have learned of great interest in radio, that there are 24 Clear Channel radio stations, WCCO and 23 others. And, you know, one of the biggest reasons for there being Clear Channel stations, large areas of our country which could not get radio service at night from any other station and have to depend on 50,000-watt Clear Channel stations for their news, information, and entertainment. Nearly 60% of the country. And that's one of the biggest reasons for there being 24 Clear Channel stations. Think of that, 60% of our country keeps in touch that way. Some folk think that there should be fewer, really, clear channels on the dial, points on the dial, where you can hear only one station and hear it clearly, such as here at your hearing WCCO Radio. And we hope that the few remaining clear channel stations, now only 24 in number, will remain forever.
Hello?
Firm and strong.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio. I'd like to speak with Mrs. Patrick O'Day in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Just a minute.
Las Cruces, that's a pretty name. Must mean the crosses.
Hello?
Yes, Mrs. O'Day?
Yes.
How are you this evening? This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
It is?
Yes.
Well, hello.
How is everything in Las Cruces, New Mexico?
Well, just fine, thank you.
Who's that answered the phone?
My husband.
Well, happy to meet him and you, and I'd like you to meet now my dad, Randy Merriman.
Oh, cut that out. Hello, Mrs. O'Day.
Hello.
How long have you lived in New Mexico?
10 years.
And Las Cruces, do we say that right? Las Cruces?
Very good. That's exactly right.
It means the crosses, is
that's
that what
right,
it means?
Yes.
Where in New Mexico is Las Cruces? Like, I've been to Albuquerque. Where is Las Cruces?
Well, it's 40 miles west of El Paso.
How are we coming in down there, WCCO?
We can't get you in the house, but we can get you in the car.
How do you like that, Dick? Some people can't stand us in the house, and they get us in the car. Mrs. O'Day, we've got $16.60 we'd like to pay you right now. You could you would be happy to take some WCCO radio money to down there in Las Cruces.
I certainly
spend
would.
Spend it there at Christmas time, huh?
I surely would.
All right. Well, here's our question now. For $16.60, we are going to ask you, slugging outfielder Harmon Killebrew. Now, I don't know if you're a baseball fan or not, but slugging outfielder Harmon Killebrew plays for an American League team. Can you tell us the American League team he plays for? And you may ask that of Pat if you want now. You have a minute.
Oh, just a minute.
Yes,
right.
Harmon Killebrew plays for which American League team? We were talking about 24 clear channel stations. Now, I'll bet that Mrs. O'Day can hear KFI in Los Angeles. That's at 640.
Oh, she probably gets WOAI in San Antonio.
WOAI, 1200.
Hello?
Yes, Mrs. O'Day, what did you decide? Which American League team?
I think it is the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, now are you sure?
I'm not positive.
Well, you're right.
It is?
Yes, ma'am, you're right. Well, you're getting $16.60 of our WCCO money with our good wishes for a happy holiday.
Well, thank you. We'll be glad to have it down here.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I have just one suggestion. You say you hear us very well on the car radio.
Yes, that's right.
Well, if you'd like to hear us in your home, why not just drive the car into the living room and enjoy WCCO?
I was wishing I could do that.
Mrs. O'Day, here is Dick Chapman to get your address now in New Mexico. And honest to goodness, it was nice to talk to you.
Well, it certainly was nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Like to speak with James Daly in Lockport, New York.
Well, he's right here. Just a moment.
You betcha. Hello?
Good evening.
Yes, is this Jim Daly?
It is.
Jim, this is Dick Chapman and Randy Merriman calling from Honest to Goodness on WCCO. How are we coming in tonight?
So you're battling against WHAS Louisville.
Oh, the Louisville Sluggers. Oh, yeah. Well, that happens. That happens on some night.
I guess the sport's good, and I heard you come on.
Yes, and that's another of the clear channel, 50,000 waters at 840 there. This is Randy, Mr. Daly. Let's go for some dough here, $8.30. And we're asking questions that are, peculiar of WCCO land area. Dick, why don't you try one on Jim?
All right, now, this one is well-known around these parts, but maybe you might have some trouble. You think it over now. We'll give you a full minute to answer. The question is, the twin lake ports of Duluth and Superior lie in separate states. What are those two states?
Well, offhand, I guess Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Well, that's good enough for $8.30 worth of our mathematics, Jim. That pays the money, and so the check will be in the mail to you very soon from WCCO Radio, and you buy Mrs. Daly a little Christmas gift from us, will you?
And we've enjoyed it very, very much.
Well, it is a delight and a pleasure to visit with you, and better still to know that you're still staying with us after 27 years of listening to WCCO. Thank you, Mr. Daly.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's just a shame, isn't it, that we only have a half hour to have you meet all these nice people. May I just tell you that we had, while Dick is getting Mr. Bennett's address, and we'll place another call here, can I just want to tell the folks that we had mail from, let's take a look here. We had it from New Jersey, from Pennsylvania, from New York State, from Tennessee, Virginia, many, many cities from the great state of Michigan, and Wisconsin, of course, Illinois, Missouri, Nebraska, Montana, Wyoming, Arizona, New Mexico, and several cities of California. Our dear neighbors to the north of us in Canada, from many of the provinces, we thank you so kindly.
Hello, hello there.
Hello.
This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO.
Oh, well, Honest to Goodness, really.
Is this Mrs. John Morlog in Everson, Washington?
No, you have your lines twist. This is Mrs. Grody at Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Oh, why, George. Well, there you are. How wrong can we be on a number?
We got the numbers wrong. Parkersburg, West Virginia. Mrs. Grody, how are you this evening?
Just fine.
Meet Randy Merriman.
Hello, Mrs. Grody.
Hello there.
A moment ago, we were talking to a gentleman in North Carolina. Here we're talking to Mrs. Grody in Parkersburg, West Virginia. I'm terribly sorry to have to rush when we just got you on the wire, but we want to have you get a souvenir $8.30 check from WCCO, and here is our question now for you.
I know the one you've had for a month.
Here's the one for right now.
Yes.
If we get beef from steers and mutton from sheep and pork from hogs, where do we get venison? From
what,
where?
From a deer.
That's
from
right, and we
deer.
Do so much deer hunting here, we wanted you to... That's right. Well, Mrs. Grody, we're sending you $8.30. Honest to goodness, you're a deer, and thank you so much for sending us your name and phone number so we could call
too.
You.
I've listened to you for so long and enjoyed you so much.
Say, why not call the Clear Channel station, the 50,000-watt station in your area? If we mention some of them on the air tonight, tell them we were talking about them with great affection. We love radio. We hope you do, too. And again, tomorrow evening, we'll be back again, and Mrs. Anna Edson Taylor will have her inning with $298.80 for our folks right here in CCO Land.
Chuckles? Man, that's almost 300 bucks.
That was kind of fun, huh?
Yeah.
From Chuckles Chapman, Handy Randy, and Abner, the Electronic Chicken Man, thanks for your company. Jurgen Nash comes next with the second half of radio's most shining hour.
This is the station serving the nation all night from the music room at Hobbs House on 830 Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, WCCO.
Clear Channel Honest to Goodness from WCCO, December 5th, 1963. Thank you for requesting that, and we hope you enjoyed it. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. We'll be back with the rest of our merry band of editors in about 30 days. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. We had to do some heavy editing to get in side one, and side two is completely full. So we're going to have Ken Honestchuck join us on our next edition of the DX Audio Service, along with a bunch of other material that I had planned for this month, which just didn't pan out because of time restraints. So flip over your tape for more of the DX Audio Service, and we'll join you then.
Take 45.